All right, I'm here with Martin Keane, who's a movement builder for One Kind, a UK-based animal protection charity. And you may be wondering why we at Movie Viral are talking to a charity for animals out in the UK. But maybe you've heard about They're Here. It's a really great viral campaign and a short film that ended up coming out that got everyone almost around the world, it seems like, excited about what was it that was here and who are they and what was this all for. So, spoiler alert, hopefully if you've followed us on the website and you've watched the video, if not, stop listening to this, watch it. we have it featured on our website, and then you'll see that, and then you'll see that it actually ends up being not a sci-fi film like everyone thought, but it's a campaign for us to kind of appreciate what we already have here, which is the animals on Earth. So here I am, Martin Keane. Was that pretty much the goal of your video?
The goal of the video was to help us make people understand that we need to reconnect humankind and animal kind. We think there's an intrinsic relationship there in people and the connection with animals, but we think that it has become blood and that people don't often realize that animals think and feel just like we do, and they feel love, they feel pain, joy and fear, and we think that, you know, we can use this viral to help raise awareness of that and make people recognize that we can bring the mistreatment of animals to an end and really create a compassionate world, a one-kind world for the future and for ourselves at the moment.
So what made you guys come up with the idea for doing the video?
Well, the concept for the video really stemmed from my colleague here at One Kind, John Robertson, who's a web and publications manager. He runs the website and any publications which we put out, he's in charge of overseeing. I think he was inspired by other virals which he'd seen come to fruition in recent years and felt that doing something like this, where One Kind weren't necessarily recognised as being behind it, would really help us gain a bit of mileage and really help us get into a position where we could reach new people, not only the supporters which we've traditionally been in contact with, but build relationships with new supporters and make them realise that it really is simple to reconnect humans and animals. We want to create an inclusive environment where it's not only about being, for example, you know, it's great if someone wants to be vegan or vegetarian, but that's not, you know, what we're about. We want to encourage people to see that even the smallest of changes to your diet or your lifestyle or the way you treat animals can really have a lasting effect on the animal world and our relationship with it. So, you know, if someone wants to maybe start eating high welfare meat instead of you know, cheaper meats in the supermarket, which maybe aren't reared as healthily as we would like, then that's fantastic. And we want to make people see that just small changes really do mean a lot and can really bolster this relationship.
And the response to the reveal of your big viral, I think it was a little varied just based on the responses I heard. I know we at Movie Viral were pretty much blown away by it. I know Nick, who the owner of our site, and I, but we both really liked it. I thought it was a great twist to the whole thing, and it was kind of, you know, it was poignant, and it was, I thought it was a great way of getting there. I mean, have you sensed that kind of controversial feedback from it, and what do you guys how are you guys replying to that?
I guess that you know, obviously it was fantastic for us to obviously we released it midnight Earth time GMT on Sunday morning, and we sat around with it for a couple of hours looking at the immediate feedback, but then when we got up on Sunday morning and saw the review from Movie Viral, it was better than we could have hoped for, really. Obviously when you throw something like this out in the build-up, and then even when the video is released, you're never quite sure what the reactions are going to be. So to get a reaction like that from yourselves when you've been following it for so long, and you know, we're obviously quite nervous that you might have either dropped it completely or reacted, you know, you know, angrily to it. You know, it was fantastic, and it was great to see you know, that Nick write that review of it, because you know, that's, as we said before, that we're looking to be a really inclusive organisation, and to strike out to people who perhaps haven't necessarily been involved in animal welfare before. So to have that reaction from someone who wasn't vocally promoting animal welfare and talking about it was fantastic, and that's really helped us inspire other people, I think, through your article. We've had some really great comments from some of the people who followed it, thinking it was a sci-fi movie. So that's fantastic. Obviously, there have been some negative comments. We were well prepared for that, and we expected that. You know, people invest a lot of time in digging around for things like this.
Right.
And so, you know, I think that there always are going to be people who are a little upset by something which has that kind of sixth sense twist to it, but you know, it's fantastic that we've had you know, on the whole, really positive feedback from the sci-fi community and the viral community who followed it. We're just really pleased that we were able to keep it under wraps as well, and but create enough of a fuss with little you know, tidbits of information that we put out. Late on, Sci-Fi Mafia picked up on the Angus MacInnes link,
right?
Which we, you know, if we're honest, we wanted someone to pick up on, so that, you know, there was a bit of talk about it. But obviously, you know, they'd gone with I'll Be Right Here, I think, which was another thing Angus had done recently. So, so they hadn't managed to pick up on the actual film or who it was for. So it was great to see this kind of speculation going on, and to have it linked to people like J.J. Abrams and Spielberg, you know, was nice for John's ego, I think, whose concept it was here. He was quite pleased that you know, his concept was being mentioned in this kind of ilk and within these kind of circles. So it was really great to see, and quite unusual to come every morning and see something, you know, mentioned in that way, and linked to us was fantastic. And it was a real challenge keeping it under wraps, but you know, looking to find our feet in viral and look at ways which we could tempt people into joining the mailing list or following the tweets or, you know, following your coverage without actually giving the game away. So it was a new challenge, I guess, for an animal welfare organization, but one that we relished and really enjoyed, and we've really enjoyed all the speculation and all the talk that's been around there here.
Yeah, it's really interesting to see that. I mean, it was very, very surprising. That, you know, we were all trying to figure out what it was. I mean, even First Showing picked up on it very early. And so that's how we first heard about it. And you know, and it's weird, because like, it's almost like the perfect timing to do something like that, where to get people thinking maybe it really is a film. Because I mean, you know, the fact that we even exist as a website shows that, you know, viral campaigns are a pretty big thing, and that they're still pretty fresh. And then you also have the fact that recently there's been a lot of alien invasion movies, at least that are coming out, that you have Battle Los Angeles, you have the Skyline one. I'm not sure if you've seen it.
Yeah.
And so, like, you know, it's almost like, Nick even mentioned it to someone who was kind of mad about the whole thing, about it not being one of those. He's like, look, there's plenty of those around. Like, we don't need another one of those. but it's like the perfect time to do that, because people, I mean, someone tried to link it to Skyline. They asked me if it was for that. I'm like, I don't think it is. And then I got emails like a couple days before you guys revealed everything. I got emails from people like, I know someone that works for Bad Robot. You know, I think I mentioned in my article, like, you know, he says it's part of Super 8. I'm like, what? And it's like so funny looking back on those emails, especially after everything came out, like these people like saying like, oh, I heard that, you know, Mark Hamill was going to be in it. And like that, like a bunch of Star Wars people, like it was just so funny to see the kind of speculation that was going on.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the Super 8 stuff was quite early on. I think that was mentioned on a few of the forums and that kind of thing, and then obviously it resurfaced near the end with the email that you had. I think the favorite rumor of mine was, I saw it on liveforfilms.com, was that someone had mentioned that they apparently knew someone who was close to Mark Hamill, and they'd said that they thought it was going to be like a British film that was released a couple of years ago, Looking for Eric, which was it involved a former soccer player called Eric Cantona, and he appeared to this fellow, and he was like the angel on his shoulder, almost like his guardian angel. And someone had said that the plot of there here was that Hamill was in this kind of role as someone's guardian angel.
Wow.
John and I here at One Kind were discussing it, and we thought it sounded like a really good movie, actually. You know?
Yeah, it's like people's imagination.
Sorry that it wasn't that in the end.
I know, it's like people's imagination runs wild. You're like, man, this actually could, you know. I think I mentioned that to someone on Twitter there. I was like, man, you know, you could turn that. Maybe at first when I started watching the video and the final video you guys revealed, and I'm watching it and I'm like, wait a minute, are all animals aliens? Like, that was the first thing that came to my mind before you kind of fully realized it. And I'm like, oh my God, what a twist. and then you realize, you know, what it's all about. And someone mentioned that too. I'm like, that'd be such a great idea for a movie. So it's just imagination really runs wild. Even while you're watching it, I'm just like, you know, you're just waiting for every little bit. Cause you guys, I mean, you know, I was looking at some of the credits for it, and I mean, the guys that made this, I mean, really did this well, where it really draws it out, but it keeps your suspense built, like, you know, to the last minute when you finally realize it. It's really well, really well produced film for that. So I mean, it's really just kind of brilliant all around, I thought.
Great. Yeah. Well, I mean, we're really pleased that you know, people did react to it so positively in the end, and I think, you know, we're acutely aware that it could have gone you know, a lot worse, and obviously the kind of negative feedback we've had, you know, it hasn't really been constructive. If it had been more constructive, you know, it would have been interesting to see. You know, what people were saying about it in a negative fashion. But a lot of it's been a little bit, you know, as expected, you know, the kind of sly comments and things, which, you know, it's interesting to see, and it's part of the debate. But you know, overall, we're really pleased with the feedback. And it's just so interesting having followed it with all the different theories. You know, you saw the Sci-Fi Mafia article yourself, obviously. You know, and they picked up on Angus McInnes, and then obviously you then picked up on that article and kind of collated all the rumors that had been going on.
Right.
So it was interesting to see just how many there were in the end. And I think it was linked to maybe 5, 6, 7 different films.
Yeah.
You know, obviously the alien invasion ones you mentioned, Super 8. It was mentioned a couple of times to me that it might be some kind of other Spielberg film as well.
Oh, right, yeah. Right.
I think he's got a couple of alien-style films coming out. So, you know, it was really interesting and flattering, really, for a film to be linked to these kind of people. You know, whoever was, you know, making the linking to start with, you know, it's just really interesting to see. So, and we're really pleased that, you know, we've been able to gain really good feedback from people who, as I said at the beginning, weren't necessarily attached to animal welfare in the first place. So.
Yeah, it's, for me, I really loved. You guys were really knowledgeable about the way to do it. I thought, you know, the whole parsing it out, the videos you did, which were really enigmatic. They didn't really show anything, but they still kind of they got you going. And the web design. I mean, it seemed like you got a lot of really talented people involved with this. I mean, how did you, you know, even the production of the video? Like, how did you get all these talented people to really kind of, to do all this for you?
Well, in terms of the video, you know, it was John Robertson who came up with the concept here at One Kind. He basically spoke to several directors about taking the concept and running with it, really. And eventually spoke to several people, but eventually settled on a fellow called Matt Brown, who basically has a Scottish BAFTA. A good pedigree in terms of production, and we knew that we were going to get a really polished, really decent finished product from him. And you know, going into this, it needed to be polished, it needed to be decent, the final product. Obviously, the kind of the scruffily put together videos and that kind of thing that we did very early on, you know, we found our own feet really with that. We got little bits and bobs of advice from people, but. I think just from our own experience of watching viral campaigns And, I think in terms of pushing it out, I'm a bit of a geek myself. So, you know, I was kind of keen to get involved in that and, pushing it out to the right circles and trying to get it mentioned as much as possible. And I think, it was just a real labor of love as well. We really believed in it. And we really believed that when people saw it, they were going to take something from it. And I think that, you know, having this great cause behind it that we're all so dedicated to, obviously,
right,
really helped us push it forward and almost naturally kind of assume this role of seeding that none of us have really done before. In the past, even before I was with OneKind, any videos wouldn't be done in this kind of viral fashion. Although you'd hope they would go viral in the sense that a lot of people would see them and they'd be passed around, they wouldn't have been kind of seeded out in this this kind of espionage fashion, this kind of, you know, this spy set, you know, like passing them around secretly and trying to stoke up rumours about them. They would be much more focused on one of our campaigns. So to do this kind of video was new to everybody here and a real learning curve. And I think it's something that, you know, we wouldn't be averse to doing again because we really enjoyed pushing it out and seeing the reactions from people. And I think the surprise element really was the cherry on top of the cake for us because, as I said, we've been overwhelmed by the reaction of people who weren't necessarily, you know, vocally involved in animal welfare or vocal supporters of it. And now, you know, they've registered with the site and they're starting to engage with us and they've given us great feedback. It's really fantastic to see and just shows, you know, that the holistic approach that we've developed to animal welfare is really paying off.
That's good. The now that you've created a pretty good awareness for this, how do you hope to build on that?
I think, you know, we've obviously have great links with current supporters, so we've been relying a lot on them pushing it out as well and hoping that they would push it out. But myself as movement builder, my role is to engage with our supporters, to build a strong, positive, connected movement that can push things like this out for us. And so I've been liaising with a lot of people, animal welfare bloggers and things like that, to really help push it out to the right people now, as well as people who hadn't necessarily been connected with animal welfare before. So we're hopeful that we can keep pushing it out in both circles and really, you know, push it to the people who are already vocally supporting animal welfare, but also gain new and valuable support from this and make people realise that what we are doing is a really holistic approach. It's really inclusive and people who perhaps don't want to make a wholesale change to their lifestyle can make a small change and really make a difference to animals and really reconnect with them and enjoy animals as we do.
So kind of to finish up on the viral side of things, the videos that you guys did early on, do you know what they actually were of? Like, because, you know, they were so enigmatic you couldn't tell what they were showing. Do you actually know what was actually being featured in those early videos?
Okay, well, I don't know if you remember the very first video. It was entitled "Near Falkirk, Scotland."
Right.
That video was actually one of her fundraisers, in her backyard, and she basically took a picture on a mobile phone of the moon behind the trees. So the light moving was actually an illusion created by the trees moving. It was actually just the moon and the trees went back and forth. And when it was watched in the office, it was felt that it did look a bit like a UFO. But we also wanted to convey that image that it might be an animal's eye when you looked back over the viral. So everything we tried to tie to something being an animal, you know, even if the actual video content wasn't an animal, we wanted it to give that appearance. So, you know, we really wanted people to be able to track back and see these little clues later on as well.
Right.
The second video was basically a light in John's cupboard, John Robertson's cupboard, and moving around again. So we wanted it to give that appearance of an animal's eye, but we also were acutely aware that these things, both the videos, could be interpreted as being a UFO without us actually saying it was a UFO, you know.
Right, exactly.
We're very clear not to say at any point that this was about aliens or UFOs. Everything was very suggestive, though.
Exactly.
To appeal to the sci-fi community, but we didn't actually want to come out and say that, because we, you know, the intention wasn't to deceive people. It was really to just build a following for something that we were going to put out that we really had faith in. I don't know if you, obviously you, the site's still up there here, .net. I don't know if you noticed the presence of a certain feline in
yes.
In site, yeah.
Well, it's funny because that's actually something we early on, you know, because we analyze everything, you know, and I didn't think much of it, but our graphic designer and contributing editor, Scott, he actually was something that he said early, and I kind of just blew it off as almost a joke. He's like, oh, I wonder if that cat has something to do with it. That was like, I think right after we covered it, like the first one, and he's like, I wonder if that cat has something to do with it. I thought he was joking, and then he, after this, it all came out. He's like, hey, look, I told you. And I was like, that's crazy. I thought that was so funny. Like, it's really smart. Like, you know, like you said, it's very suggestive. Doesn't ever really, it's not really clear about, you know, what is it that is here and things like that. It's really well crafted. And I think that alone kind of helps your cause a little bit, that you guys are able to produce something like this. And there's a certain, almost like a sense of, like trusting that they can actually, you guys know what you're doing, that you guys are in some way capable of stuff. You know what I mean? Like the fact that you're able to make something like this, that there's a reason to follow you guys. So it's pretty cool.
As I said, we really enjoyed it, and we wouldn't be adverse to doing something in this style again or something equally creative. You know, it was fantastic, and the response that we've got is just overwhelming. But it was just great fun to do as well. I mean, coming up with suggestive tweets about, you know, we would use things like acronyms like Ripley, and then all the place names would be places where there have been UFO sightings. So
oh, yeah.
Again, we weren't actually saying this is a UFO or a sci-fi movie, but we were trying to suggest that kind of thing. Also, the email interview that we did with Paul Geist for yourself, the PA, I don't know if you picked up on the name at all of the PA.
I don't know the significance of it, but I remember the name.
Maureen Tandy.
Mm-hmm.
The film Cocoon had Jessica Tandy and Maureen Stapleton in it.
Oh wow.
Just combine two of the names, so we just did kind of little teasy things like this in everything that we did, just to see if people picked up on it.
That's, I mean, you guys did almost too much. Like, I don't think anybody picked up on that. That's pretty impressive. It's like, that's pretty crazy. You guys should do a real viral campaign for a real film.
Well, maybe we'll be scouted now.
I'm telling you, and you can, you know, they can a movie that has to do with, you know, your cause too, and it could be a real film. You never know.
Well, it would be fantastic to do something like this again. You know, we really did enjoy it, and it was great fun. Actually, once the video was released, we came in yesterday morning, and we were saying to ourselves, "Oh, we don't have to come up with a tweet or a little, a little tease or another trailer or something." You know, it was quite it's quite disappointing to realize. That now everybody knows what it is, you know. It's fantastic that people are responding to it positively or negatively, because it just helps us create a bit of debate about what we are doing and about the video and its message, and that's fantastic because you know it coincides with a change to our name. We've been Advocates for Animals for some time. And as an organisation in different guises, we've existed since 1911, so we're coming up to a centenary next year. So it's fantastic to be coming up to 100 years old and still be pushing the boundaries and still be creating something like this that's really making people talk and stand up and take notice of us. And it really helps us push forward what we're trying to do, obviously, in terms of making that reconnection and making people see that we need to treat animals with more compassion. The UK, and we did a study recently, and 80% of the UK public believe we're a nation of animal lovers, and over half of the same people think that mistreatment of animals is on the rise, and they want to do something about it, and we want to be there to help them do something about it and really promote that natural connection we have with animals. So we've devised a really strong program which focuses on lifelong learning, gaining, working with young people to help them build that natural affinity early on, advancing knowledge in terms of academia and science and the knowledge and understanding of animal sentience, so that really this can't be denied and people have to sit up and take notice of the fact that animals do have feelings like us. We're working with policy and legislation as well, trying to do field work in terms of investigations to expose, you know, mistreatment of animals. And in terms of the movement building, which I myself am obviously very involved in, we're really just trying to build empower a compassionate network who can really take the message out there in terms of social media and offline as well. And in terms of lifestyles and behaviours as well, we're really trying to, again, as I said, promote the idea that little changes are great as well. People don't have to all of a sudden become vegan, you know, they can just make a small change and that'll really help us deliver the message to people. And we've been doing that with the help of some celebrities as well here in the UK. One of our celebrities you may actually have heard of is Sir Roger Moore, former James Bond.
Oh, yeah.
Become an ambassador for us, amongst some other UK-based celebrities. So, you know, it's fantastic to be working with these people and really developing a strong community and movement, and I think that the viral's really going to help with that.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it creates a much more international presence for you guys.
Yeah.
And even if people don't like it, the result, they know who you are, at least.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, it's great to hear people talking about it, whether they've enjoyed it or not, because it's fantastic to have it spread so well. You know, obviously social media does equip you with that power to push your message out much further than you could have in the past.
Right.
And really does enable you to make something go viral quite quickly, and it's fantastic. I mean, to push the video out on Sunday morning, and here we are at 10 a.m. on Tuesday morning here in Scotland, and we've had, you know, well over, you know, we're well on the way to 3,000 views now, you know, across all the channels.
Right.
It's just fantastic, you know. It's amazing to have had that many views, and you know, we're hoping to really to keep pushing it and get as many views as possible of this, and again, you know, hopefully that, you know, the next thing we do in terms of this sort of thing will be equally as creative.
All right. Yeah. I mean, it's something where it's a great cause, and it's you guys did a great job on this, and I just want to congratulate you on I would consider it to be a very successful campaign.
Thank you very much.
And you know, if anybody wants to learn more about you guys, onekind.org is the place to go.
That's right.
Is there anything else you want to say about your guys' organization?
Yeah. Well, obviously, we as I said, you know, we're looking to build a strong movement where supporters are really key to what we're doing and to delivering that message. And so at onekind.org, people can register to join the movement and contribute to the conversation there, and put their own content up in terms of reviews of animal friendly products and recipes and that kind of thing. So you know, it'd be great to gain some supporters from the sci-fi movement, it would be fantastic to see people coming to our site to engage with us, who possibly, you know, wouldn't have considered it in the past. And I think that again will be, you know, a really good measure of what we feel has been, you know, a really successful viral.
Yes. Well, I want to thank you for taking the time for talking to me. I'm sure you're busy with all the feedback.
Oh, it's been a pleasure. It's been a pleasure, and the least we can do, seeing as you've followed us right from the beginning.
Yeah, it was a fun ride, and I mean, it's something where, you know, we're always someone to we'll only follow a viral, even if we're not sure where it's going. So, you know, I thought it was a very surprising end and a very very pleasant end. So,
great.
Yeah, so definitely, if you guys do anything else, let us know. We'll try to help you out as much as we can. And
fantastic.
Yeah, just good luck with everything in the future.
Thanks very much, and thanks for taking the time to speak to us this morning.
Well, thank you, and that's it with Mr. Keane from the One Kind organization from their viral of They're Here.